case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Josh and Maddie podcast.
Hello.
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 It's a Friday. It's been a long week for both of us, long in different ways.
Yeah, it's been an interesting show.
A lot of mic difficulties
this morning.
These mics just decide when they want to pop off, and then
and
we
not
have
in
to
a
hold
funny
them.
Way.
Not in a funny way.
It's an annoying way.
A really, really annoying
way. We giggle about it in the show, but in hindsight, it's quite annoying.
Literally, the first second of the first break of the show in the 6 a.m. hour, my mic just decides to not be connected to the holder anymore, which is fine.
And they're very awkward mics to hold as well.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help.
Because they've got like stuff around them and
yeah,
it's really not easy to hold. Anyway, we talk about that in the show. It happens to me in the 6 o'clock hour. And then funnily enough, it happens to Maddie later on in the show. We've also got stories about bad school excursions.
Yes, and crazy injuries. Lots of stuff. Oh, we're hanging out socially for the first time tonight.
That makes it sound bad.
I know.
We've walked the dogs.
Oh, yeah, true. True. Are you going to drink tonight? Because if I have one drink, then I get drunk. So unless other people are drinking, it's
I probably, I mean, who
do
knows?
It,
depends.
Do how, it, do
depends if I have a nap. Because if I have a nap, I'll be fine.
Have a nap.
If I don't have a nap and I have a drink, I'll be asleep within half an hour.
I'm telling you now, have a nap.
Have a nap.
Have a nap, because I'm going to have one.
What are we doing? We're doing like a bit of a games night.
Yeah,
aren't we?
Do you have any like card games or board games or
no.
anything?
Oh. Zero.
I think we have Cards Against Humanity.
Yep.
I have Disney Monopoly if we want to go down that route.
Okay.
Monopoly
destroys friendships, I feel.
Yeah, but Disney Monopoly, though.
Rebuild them again.
I think we might have Uno as well.
Okay.
Have you ever played Drunk Uno? It's pretty fun.
I've played Uno drunk.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. Is there a difference?
Oh, also, the new kid who neither of us have met is coming.
Yeah. The guy who's going to take over from Chris on work days, Lockie.
Yeah.
I've only seen a Facebook profile.
We haven't announced his... You just announced his name. That's the first time I've said it.
Really?
Yeah, we haven't said his name.
Oh, really? Why? Oh,
I don't know.
Is there like a disclosure?
I don't think so. It's
non-disclosure?
Just, we said we know who's coming, but we just haven't said his name yet. There
well,
you go.
I'll beep it. In the edit... You beep
no,
it.
Because I'm the one who has to put it together.
Just put a beep in. It's easy.
It's so much more effort.
Okay.
His name's Lockie, everyone.
Hang on. Just a bit of silence. Beep. Okay, just move that section back over to where I said his name.
I've got things to do today. I don't have time to be editing beeps onto things.
Okay,
unless
fine.
You swear, then I have to. Don't. Don't even think about it. But yeah, anyway. Announcement. The new kid's name is Lockie. That's all you're going to get so far.
Okay.
That's all people can have.
Yeah, that's all you can have. Let's get straight into the podcast because I'm hungry and I want
me
a coffee.
Too. I'm getting it. Should we go for a walk?
Possibly.
I could do that because I'm going to be not naughty. I'm going to be good. I forgot what the opposite of naughty was just then. That's what
I'm
going like,
to be
not naughty.
Cool.
Because I bought right. lunch today, so I'm not going to buy lunch, but I could go for a sneaky snack.
Okay, I don't know if I want to spend money because I'm trying to be good as well, money-wise.
And then we're getting stuff tonight. But tonight I worked out, like I was looking, because there's like either five or six of us coming, depending if Eden comes or not, splitting like a family feast from KFC, a bit of Dirty Bird, is only going to end up costing like $15 each.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay, anyways, we'll let you go onto the podcast and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. It is Friday. I actually forgot. And
you just broke a microphone. Good start to the show.
Oh,
sorry.
My God. These microphones are so crap. They keep falling off the damn...
Oh, God, I wish we had cameras in here
so
all the time.
No,
that
we can't afford
so
them. They're too expensive. Cameras are too expensive. $300 is too much to spend on cameras.
If that doesn't show you that we are ready for the weekend, I don't know.
I was literally about to say, I forgot it was Friday because this week has been such a
whirlwind
week.
Yeah.
And my bloody...
You're just now, sitting there, remember, like, weirdly holding your microphone to be able to talk, and you're going to try to put the screw.
What, I can't remember what order these things go in.
The washer or the stuff.
Yeah.
We'll fix it off air. Anyway, welcome to Friday. You just hold your microphone.
I'm going to have to hold my microphone.
You just hold it there.
Yeah.
Welcome to Friday. Obviously, we're off to a great start here in the studio this morning.
And you know what? I tightened this as well before I came on air.
Maybe tightened it too much.
I tightened it so much that it fell off.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It broke.
I tightened it so much.
I don't know.
Microphone is back on the stand. We'll see how long it lasts.
It looks like it is barely holding on.
It is like my patience. It is barely holding on.
By a tiny little screw.
Just
you breathing on it is making it wobble.
It's like that. It's like holding on.
It's holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie The Parent Trap?
Yes.
Big fan?
Twins, yeah.
Enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's Disney, isn't it?
It was Disney. Yeah. First movie that Lindsay Lohan was in.
Yes.
Very good. I quite enjoy The Parent Trap. Always a good one to go back to.
Always a classic yes. family movie.
Did you, though, ever watching it after, like, watching it go, I wish I could meet a long-lost twin or something? Did you ever think that could happen to you?
Not at all.
No?
No.
I thought it was always cool, like you just rock up somewhere and, oh, my God, I've got a twin. We're going to switch places in different countries and I'm going to go live in the vineyards.
Isn't it funny that as a kid movies seem so much more likely?
I know.
Than when you get to an adult?
Well, speaking of likely, it's kind of happened.
Oh, okay.
A parent trap moment has happened for some students living over in England. So Amy, she came face to face with Grace, who was her new housemate, and they looked exactly the same.
Oh, my goodness. They look like
twins.
Apart from the clothes they're wearing, obviously.
And their hair.
They look pretty much identical.
Yes.
In fact, their hair looks very, very similar.
I know. This is how crazy it is. Also turns out that their birthdays are one day apart.
Wow. So they're not long lost twins, but they almost could be.
Well, this thing, their birthdays are one day apart, but in fact, 1 year and one day apart. That's where the kicker is. So they've come in, met each other, being like, oh my God, this is crazy. We look the same. And then like, when's your birthday? When's your birthday? And then they were one day apart. And then like, but they realized that they were 1 year.
Oh, that's crazy. What are the odds? I wonder if we got like a mathematician onto that. What are the odds of this happening, this situation?
Probably very small.
Yeah.
Probably like very limited, I would expect.
Yeah.
Because they shared this story on TikTok. A lot of people have then gone, go get a DNA test because you got to be like matched up at some point in life of DNA crossing. And they're like, no, we're just going to leave it. We think it's kind of cool that we look the same.
I love how the internet goes, go more, do more. No, it's fine. We're just happy being
lookalikes.
Exactly.
Have you ever met a doppelganger of yourself?
No, but there's a guy called Zac Efron who's probably really similar.
Well, he's in Melbourne at the moment, so...
We're 1 day apart. We're 1 day apart.
Did you know that McFlurries are half price at the moment?
I gotta go.
Guys, I'm busy, sorry.
I'm gonna head out. No, I didn't. I mean, they don't make them yet, do they? They wait until like 11, I think.
I think, yeah, or 10:30 is when the menu switches over. I don't think they're part of the all-day menu.
I wish.
But yeah, I didn't know this. They're currently going for $2. Which
is
amazing. They're doing this thing at the moment called the loose change menu. It's not permanent. Sorry, guys. It involves half price McFlurries, and they've also added a new McFlurry as well as part of this. So the promotion only lasts until Tuesday, April 20th. So you've got like a bit less than a month.
I think the new flavour the cookie time flavour?
Yes, cookie time.
I had that. The first meal that Eden and I had when we got out of hospital is we're like, we need to go to Macca's. So we went to Macca's and I had one of these and, you know, it's all right.
Well, it says that it's the soft serve ice cream mixed and topped with chock chunk cookie time pieces and drizzled with hot fudge, which sounds like a good
sounds
time.
Sounds amazing.
Maybe you just had a dodgy one.
Maybe. Mine had a lot of fudge. Like, mine had a lot of chocolate sauce.
There's a fine line between too much chocolate fudge or whatever sauce you put on your soft serve. But there's a bunch of stuff on this loose change menu, but The McFlurry, because usually they're like $4.95 or something.
Almost $5, yeah.
Yeah, and they're always my go-to. I'm like, oh, I just need a McFlurry. But I'm like, can I justify spending $5 when I could go to Woolworths and get...
A big tub.
A big tub.
Yeah.
Or go get a box of Maxi Bonds or something. So $2.
$2, heck yeah.
That's a bit too convenient.
$10.31 you and I are going to be at.
Well, which one am I going to get? Because I hack the McFlurry system a little bit.
What did you do?
I usually get an Oreo McFlurry and then I either get caramel or strawberry topping mixed in as well. It's like an extra 50 cents.
Why?
Oh, it's so good. It just adds another layer to it.
Okay. All right.
Trust me. Like, or just add hot, like the chocolate fudge or whatever.
I used to do the M&M with caramel sauce and then get some, buy like the 50 cent packet of cookies. Are they 50 cents or a dollar?
I don't think they're 50 cents anymore.
Anyway, but, and that was amazing and dip it in and like, oh my God, so good.
Wow, what's the time? Give us four hours.
We got a while to go. School excursions. Some of us loved them. Some of us hated them. Some of them were amazing. I remember going to Wet n Wild on the Gold Coast one year for a school excursion.
Yeah, I spent a week on the Gold Coast with school once.
Yeah, it was great. A couple of days, I think it was like 3 or 4 days up there going to all the theme parks. It was amazing. Good stuff. Good fun.
What was the camp that got you to the Gold Coast? Because ours was band camp.
Ours was just like a year eight camp. The whole year went.
Lucky.
Yeah, I know. Band camp.
Yes, I went on band camp.
There was like obviously there were camps for like certain subjects. Like PE got a camp.
Outdoor education.
Drama got a camp. Yeah. Music had this cool little sleepover where you would sleep over at school. And we had this is going to sound really bougie, but we had a recording studio at our school.
Josh went to a private school, everyone. He was the school captain.
Okay. don't make them hate me straight away. We had a recording studio in our music room, and we would just record music the whole night. That was really fun. But some of the school excursions, they didn't always hit the spot.
Some of them are a bit weird.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind of bad school excursions, we went to, I don't know the like exact name of what it's called, like the water treatment plant.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The sewage place. So when you flush the toilet,
cool.
The place where that goes, we went there.
Why do we need to know that?
I can't even remember why we went there, but our teacher was very excited about it. And every photo.
They always are.
I know. And I love that teachers get into it because it tries to make you feel like you need to get into it.
Yeah.
But we were literally at a sewage plant and you could see the poo floating around us. And every photo that they have in the newsletter of us at this excursion, every kid is holding their nose.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
I had a similar experience. I think it was like maybe year six or seven, we went to a garbage tip, which was quite interesting, like seeing how recycling's done and all that sort of stuff. That's pretty interesting. But again, the smell was horrific.
Yeah, there's some bad ones. But you hear of like kids going to like a morgue or something for a school excursion, things like that. I mean, we lived in Canberra, so a lot of the time was Parliament House, let's go there.
Let's
go to the Mint.
I feel like Parliament House in Canberra is like Sovereign Hill here in Ballarat. Yeah. Oh, let's go on an excursion. Sovereign Hill.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I used to tell, like when I told people that I was moving to Ballarat, I was like, that's what we have in common is everyone's first experience of Canberra and Ballarat is usually on a school camp.
Yeah.
Because you either go to Sovereign Hill or you go to Parliament House.
Yeah, exactly. Another school camp. My school did a few camps. We probably had one a year, I reckon.
Yeah, we did
but
a lot.
One time we went to a hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bizarre one. I think it might have been even physical education or PE or health or something like that, one of those subjects. Went to a hospital and it kind of reminded me, since I've been in the hospital the last few days, I haven't, Eden has, but I've been there with Eden. It kind of reminds me of like really weird or like bad school excursions because I love the people, probably 80% of the time, the people in a hospital are amazing. The nurses, the midwives, they're all amazing people. The doctors, they're great. They're really nice. They understand that it can be a bit of a stressful time. But the whole vibe of a hospital, and the one thing is there's a different vibe from an emergency room to a birthing suite or a maternity ward. A maternity ward, you would hope is full of like happiness. Like, oh my God, I've just got this new baby, this new beautiful thing. An emergency ward, which we've been to a couple of times just panic.
There's people everywhere.
Stress. So we were wondering, thinking, what has been a school excursion that you've gone...
Probably not the best. And it could be something that happened on it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is the thing. Like, either you're on a camp or... Like, we can expand it to camps because everyone has this camp story of a kid throwing up in the bed or something like that.
Yeah. This does not leave this room.
You're on a radio show.
A couple of in... Yeah,
did you
wet
the bed at camp?
No. I was young. Year seven or eight. And a couple of people were making out.
Ooh.
And I don't think the teachers know. So
by a couple of people,
Mrs. Jackson,
if
you're listening.
It was you, wasn't it? Who were you making out with at school camp, Joshua?
I didn't have any, there was no interest in me from a woman's perspective until I was at least 18.
Oh.
I know. It's pretty sad, hey?
Okay, 5-2-3-1-3-1.
Let's not get too busy.
What happened on your school camp, your excursion, the bad experiences? We want to hear about them.
We want to know the weird stuff as well. School excursions can get pretty weird. You go to weird locations. What have you been to? What have you seen on a bad school excursion? Give us a call.
Sam from Lucas. Bad school excursions. What was yours?
In year four, we went on a camping trip for school and... I got food poisoning.
Oh, was it food that they gave you, like the school, or was it food that you went and bought yourself at Macca's or something?
It was food from, like, the camp company.
Yeah, that's not good. Oh. How many days were you away for and then got to go home afterwards? Like, what happened?
It was 3 days and I had, like, full-on gastro food poisoning symptoms.
So they didn't send you home?
No, I was too far away.
How far away were you from home?
Probably, like, 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
Surely 5 hours is driving distance from your, like, for your parents to come and pick you up. You had gastro. As we've learned with COVID, you isolate people if they're a tiny bit sick.
Yeah, this was a long time before COVID.
This is true. I feel like you don't sound like you're in primary school anymore.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat. It's Josh and Maddie here this morning. I thought I'd take a bit of a... calmer route this morning, this hour of the show.
Because this time an hour ago, your microphone fell.
Well, we started...
And always broke things.
We started the 6 a.m. hour of like, the microphone's up there, no! And I'm thinking, maybe we should just start the 7 o'clock hour as it ticks over to 7 past 7 this morning.
Go for a calmer approach.
Calmer approach. A bit like the ABC.
I do like that a little bit. Also today...
No backing track. Just the ABC.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
exciting today, though. It is restrictions easing day.
Yes.
Not until 6 o'clock, though.
Not until 6.
Keep those masks on until
6. Which is a weird time. Usually it's like 11:59. Why are they doing 6? So people can have people over for dinner?
I think so. I'm not sure. But when these did get announced the other day, I went to Woolies that night and people were already not wearing masks. So I was like, guys... don't ruin it now.
Come on, put it back on. That's the thing.
I know we all know that we don't need them in a couple of days.
I know.
And there's not much difference, but...
I know. I just hope and pray that we don't get cocky and we don't, you know, be silly
and
stupid.
Well, it's all up to hotel quarantine, really, because they're restarting international flights into Melbourne.
That's the thing. That will be a big
what
thing.
What happened to, I swear, last, like, a month or two ago when we went into lockdown, they were like, yep, we're going to look at this Avalon Airport, like, cabin style.
Yeah.
Where has that gone? Like, I haven't seen anything else about it, like, any time recently.
I think that's still a thing,
recently.
Isn't it? Still happening?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything, but... maybe anyway. I haven't been looking hard enough. But
who knows?
This week's been very rainy.
Not as
much rain as obviously over in New South Wales and the North Coast, things like that. But quite a bit of rain around, which has been nice. I am a fan of the rain. It's good to break it up every now and then.
Yep.
Good to cuddle up on the couch, things like that.
Yeah.
But with the rain, though, one of the frustrating things is you can't really go out and do as many things.
No.
And one of those things is walking the dog. I mean, you can.
Yeah.
But it's a whole endeavour and everyone gets wet and it's gross and whatnot.
Yeah.
So Molly, our puppy, hasn't been walked in like probably a week.
Yeah.
Which is like in dog time, a long time.
That's like a year.
Yeah, so she's been struggling, and we've been trying to keep her entertained inside while it's raining with like a ball and all that stuff. But yesterday got home and it wasn't raining, but it looked like it was going to. For a very long time of yesterday, there was those big dark grey clouds hanging over the sky. Mm-hmm. And so I got home and my boyfriend Greg straight away is like, oh, should we go for a W? Because we can't say the word walk in our house, otherwise mm-hmm. all hell breaks loose with Molly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, because it's meant to rain. And he's like, no, look, I can see, look out there, I can see a tiny patch of blue. And I was like, yeah, covered by
look
at all the grey. And he's like, well, we'll just wait 20 minutes, and if it's bluer, then we're going to go for a walk.
That's the mistake that people make, is they wait.
And so I was like, okay, whatever. So I chucked on an episode of Drag Race because I'm behind at the moment and only watched half of it. And then he came back out and he, like a little kid staring out the window, he goes, it's bluer. And then he says to Molly straight away, walkies. And so then Molly's jumping on me, making me feel bad if we don't go. And I was like, fine. And I was really tired. I needed a nap. Didn't get one. I was like, okay, let's go for a walk. I thought we were just going to go on a quick one near our house in case it did start raining. No, we drove to Lake Wendouree, which is fine because we do like walking around there.
Yeah.
And we got there, jump out of the car, and he's like, so which way are we going to walk? And I was like, away from the dark clouds, obviously, because one side of the lake looked horrible. Yeah. And then the other side, it still had a patch of blue. And I was like, okay, walk towards the blue and hopefully we'll be okay.
Yeah.
We got probably about 10 minutes into our walk and we were up kind of past the boat shed.
Okay. Yeah.
Over there.
Yep.
And it started pissing down with rain.
Oh, no. Really heavy.
It was like I could start feeling the sprinkles and I was like, I think it's raining. And he's like, no, it's fine. Just keep walking, power walking. And I'm like, no, I think it's raining. And then all of a sudden, just whoosh.
Grace is like trying to stay positive. No, not rain.
And then so we find, like, it starts raining. We quickly find, like, a little shelter thing. And we're just standing there. And I was like, see, I told you it was going to rain.
This is your fault.
And then he tried to blame it on me because apparently I took too long to get ready after he said it's blue enough to go outside, which I did not. In my defense, I did not. I only took an extra 5 minutes to go to the toilet, change my pants and put extra shoes on and then get Molly ready.
Yeah.
And then we're just stuck under the shelter. And I was like, you're at the lake. Like, there's no way out of
this. There's no shelter. That's one thing that I think that the lake could add a little bit more of. It's like every like maybe 200 or 300 meters, just a little shelter.
Yeah, which sometimes there is around the side where like the fountain is. There is a couple of those little spots, which is where we were, luckily.
Yeah.
But other sides, like there's nothing. And so we're just standing there. I'm like, it's not easing. We're already wet. We may as well just keep going. Mm. And so we keep walking. You wear glasses.
You keep walking the opposite way from your car.
No, we kept walking towards. Oh, so we turned around, our car.
You don't continue the walk if it's bucketing down rain.
Yeah, and we just kept walking, absolutely like wet as anything. Molly's having a great old time.
Yeah.
And then we just finally get in the car, and like 2 days ago I had said to him, Kmart has doggy rain jackets, can I get one? And he said, no, this is stupid. Why? You don't need a doggy rain jacket. We got in the car, Molly was soaked, and and in his nice Audi, and I was turned to him and said, so can I go to Kmart tomorrow? And he's like, yes. And I was like, can you listen to me when I say that it's going to rain this afternoon? Yes.
Yeah, that's how it always ends up. You should have just turned to him and said, it would have been great if we had a rain jacket on the dog, don't you think?
President Joe Biden has had his first televised press conference.
Okay.
Yesterday, and he's focused on a couple of different things, and one of them is gun problems.
Yep.
Which is always a hot topic because, as we all know, unfortunately, there was another mass shooting in Colorado last week that saw 10 people killed. But he said he's put all his focus on dealing with the coronavirus pandemic and the economic impact of that, but also added that he will now be looking at addressing other issues that the country faces, including gun control.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Yeah, so obviously they're talking about immigration and stuff like that as well, but the guns and other things are long-term problems that have been around for a long time. So he's immediately called for a ban on assault rifles, which I think is good, but is it going to happen? This is the thing with the US and guns, and this is my opinion on it. If it didn't change after Sandy Hook, it will never change.
Mm.
If it takes, I'm sorry, going to be a little bit down for a second. If it doesn't change after a lot of children were killed at school, it will never, ever change.
No.
And I would love for it to. Do not get me wrong. I would love for Joe Biden to take the brute force of the government and go, no more guns.
Mm.
But they're set in their ways. And we are very, very lucky here in Australia that we had John Howard and the government do that for us.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't alive when it did happen, and I haven't really talked to people about what it was like when it happened, but I'm so thankful that it did. But I've been to America quite a couple of times, and the time before, I was on a cruise, and I was talking to a police officer from Las Vegas, and it was very interesting. We somehow got onto the topics of guns,
mm.
and it was very interesting seeing their perspective of it,
mm.
and that's how they were raised. So,
what's in their constitution?
Well, that's the thing, the right to bear arms. And he was saying, like, the conversation kind of started, from what I remember, talking about kangaroos.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, they're so cute, they're so fluffy. And I was like, they're a pest.
Mm.
Like, yes, they are those things, but they're a pest. They jump out in front of your car. They're kind of like deer in America,
mm.
how they just run out and you just hit them. And it's a bit annoying.
They're
and
lying on the side of the road.
Yeah. And then he started asking, like, oh, well, don't you just go out and shoot them then? And I was like, well, farmers kind of can, but to get a gun in Australia is a very hard thing. And mm. that, like, shocked him because mm. he'd never really looked into what Australia gun laws were like. And he's like, what do you mean it's hard to get a gun? I was like, it's hard. Like, the serial numbers, to store it in a place, the background checks, like, to be able to actually fire it, like, all of these things. And he was like, well, how do you protect your family? And I was like, a baseball bat? A golf club? Like,
yeah.
And we are in very kind of different countries. But he just couldn't comprehend not having a gun to protect his family.
Mm.
And I kind of had to explain to him, I was like, well, if an intruder comes into your house in Australia, the chances of them actually having a gun are quite slim.
Yeah.
Because guns are so, like, to get one is just a very, very hard task,
mm.
from what I believe. Like, mm. I've never gone to try and get one.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's the same with a lot of people in Australia. No one tries to go and get them.
Yeah.
And so, in their mind, like, he could not comprehend in any way, shape or form not having a gun. And then he was like, but then he said, oh, yeah, but we should take them off the bad people. And I was like, well, then you have to get them taken off you.
Mm.
And he's like, well, no, I need it to protect myself. And they're just so set in their ways. And this is where I'm saying that it will never change.
No.
Which sucks, because it's a scary thing. And, like, as I said, we're very, very lucky here in Australia that we do have these very, very strict gun laws, and for a reason. And every time that a mass shooting happens in America, it's like, oh, we should change the gun laws. And have they? No.
No.
Yes, they do have a new president in, and he might be able to do something, but there is that many guns in the system in America that aren't even in the system. Just everyone has one.
Yeah.
It's a normal thing.
They're just so easily, there's so much, like, easily, like, you can, I think you can go into Walmart and buy guns.
You really can. And it is so simple. And I know of a guy that just called up a store in America and said, oh, I want to get a gun for my kid. And they're like, yeah, cool. These are the options.
Yeah.
Like, it is that easy. And I think that's what's really scary about it. And when I was over in America last time, we were in Texas, and we went to a firing range because it was like, when in Texas?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And the guy we went with was a US Marine, so fully trained with guns. And I fired a handgun, and just even holding it, and I don't know if this was just because of how I was raised or in Australia or whatever, just me holding a weapon with that much potential to do harm was so scary.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't even fathom, like, it was really hard for me to fire it, even though we're in what was considered a safe-ish environment,
yeah,
to do it. It just is crazy to think about. So, yeah, if it didn't change after Sandy Hook, it's not going to change. I am thankful that Joe Biden is trying to address it, but we're just going to be here in another 10 years after another mass shooting, and it's not going to change.
Well, here's hoping that Joe Biden can actually
at least ban assault rifles, because no one needs an AK-47 their cupboard.
No, that's
no
right.
One needs a gun first place.
We're going to take away your big guns, and then we'll come for your small guns.
Will they, though?
No, they won't.
Exactly.
Exactly. Have you ever been, like, kind of a fly on the wall for someone's argument?
I have at work once, and it was great.
It's amazing, isn't
it? This was a full-blown screaming argument between the IT techie guy and one of the sales reps, because she parked in a spot that said no parking, and they both had really strong fighty personalities, and they both were having bad days, and they did it in the middle of the sales floor. Oh, it was so...
it was great, wasn't
it? Great. And my best friend was sitting next to me, and we just kept, looking like, oh, my God.
That's what you do. You look over at your friend. You look over at your, friend, oh, my God.
It was
God,
so... Because she's like, I can park wherever I want. You don't make money for this company, I do. And he's like, well, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a computer at this company.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so good.
Exactly. A similar situation, apart from the fact that I didn't actually know these people.
I feel like it's more fun when you know them.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow when they come back in? These people... It happened last night out the front of my place. These two people, a man and a woman, were having a screaming match at each other. On the street.
What were they fighting about? Did you work that out?
No. I was listening. I was like, they're repeating the same points, but the points aren't giving me any clue as to how this started.
Because sometimes those kind of arguments, you think, oh, did someone say something wrong? Yeah. Did they do something? I don't know what that is.
It could have been possibly a husband and wife or a couple and, they were just having a bad day. It was just, and it just blew up at the end of the day. But I was up in my place looking down at them to the street and... I was doing this. I felt weird doing it because I was up on the. You see, in movies when someone has been segregated from society, they're up in a dark room and they're looking down out of a window. I felt like that. I was looking down at these two, and Eden was sitting on the couch. And I was these guys are really going at it.
How long were they having a good old fight for?
20 minutes.
So that's decent, and in public to be going for that long, because usually. If I've ever had public fights with an ex-boyfriend or something, I've just gotten too embarrassed after one sentence of fighting, being get in the car.
I did consciously make a decision to camouflage myself by turning the lights off in the lounge room because the lights were on and I heard these guys going at it and I was like, Eden, turn the lights off because I want to be right at the window without them being able to see me. But it's good fun. It's lightheartedly. I don't want to seem like I'm making, fun of people's pain or, people's distress. But looking down at someone having an argument, it's pretty fun, especially when you don't know what the argument's about. And if the argument is about something as simple as, yours, a parking space.
Yeah.
It's not about anything serious. It's guys, what? This is just funny more than anything.
Well, the same, I guess with social media, it's made it easier for this to happen because everyone's a keyboard warrior.
Yeah.
And I love a good comment section on forums and things like that. Especially you can get them on town. I presume Ballarat has one. I haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
Of a town forum Facebook page where people post photos of people's bad parking.
There is actually Ballarat bad parking.
Because we used to have one where I lived before. It was called the Riverland Forum. And 80% was people's bad parking. Mm-hmm. And then 5% was people trying to sell stuff. And then the other 5% was just random people posting the stupidest things about anti-abortion forums.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The comment sections on these things are amazing.
Well, Ballarat's got a few Facebook pages like that. They haven't got one main one. They've got a few that are like that, but you can definitely find them. They're pretty fun. And I had a great time just listening to these people just argue. And after 20 minutes, I turned to Eden and I said, I have no idea what they're arguing about.
You know what would have made it better, though? Mm. If you had gotten popcorn.
I should have got popcorn. Oh, damn. Well, next time. Next time someone argues out the front of my place, I'm Eden, put the popcorn on.
A guy over in Turkey has had a bit of an unfortunate accident, which I'm going to laugh about because I presume at some point in his life, he will also laugh about.
Okay. That's a good way to frame it. If you think he's going to laugh about it in a year's time, then we can laugh about it now.
Yes. This guy, his name is Erkan Kakar. Great name.
Great name.
He got a ladder stuck in his head. I'm not kidding. So he's 43 years old and he was apparently stretching for some tools on a high shelf. And when he grappled for his gear, the ladder fell on his head. So I'm presuming he was on, there's not much details exactly what happened, but I'm presuming he's standing on the ladder trying to get stuff off a higher shelf. He falls off and the ladder falls onto him. Because of that, it caused a sharp spike from the three-step ladder to become lodged in the top of his head. He was unable to remove it, so he called for an ambulance to come and help. They couldn't get it out, so he had to go to the hospital with a ladder still attached to his head.
I'm looking at the photos right now, and it's not as if, like a leg of the ladder has gone into his head or anything like that. It's like the ladder's, like, flat on his head.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre, and he's just holding it like he would as if he's going into work, holding a ladder. He's holding it like normally, yeah, but it's inside of his head.
Stuck in his head.
It's very bizarre.
It got me thinking of crazy injuries, though. We've all got them, all stupid injuries. They happen. there's a guy I know. I'm not going to say who it is. The people who know who this is will know, but they can remain anonymous. I know someone who was working on a ladder, and they threw down like a fence post because I don't know what they were doing, but they had like, oh no, it wasn't a fence, but like a cable pole kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like a metal dowel.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
Threw it down. They thought that it landed flat on the ground. It's stuck into the ground, so it's sticking up.
Oh no.
They're on a ladder. They go to step off, miss the last step, fall down, and the metal dowel goes inside them. In a new hole.
Oh, what?
In a new one. It made a new one.
In their foot or in the...
The bum.
The bum.
In the bum.
Oh!
New hole. And goes in, comes out. They roll off, walk themselves to a doctor's office.
Oh, my gosh. This is making me squirm.
Doctor... Because they didn't realise at this point that it had gone in. They thought it had just scraped because there was not really blood anywhere. Like there was a tiny bit. So they thought it had just scraped them. And so I walked to the doctor. They were like, oh, we can't see anything. They didn't really see a hole. They just saw a tiny bit. Like, oh, it just scratched. You should be fine. Go home. A couple of days later, becomes ridiculously unwell, really sick. So goes back to the hospital. It had become infected inside.
Oh.
It had missed any of like the major kind of things that it could hit, I guess.
Oh, God.
But yeah, they then got the nickname Paddle Pop.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
That is a good name.
That's one of my favourite stories. Like, very scary for the people paddle involved pop. And everything.
Oh, terrifying.
But
Paddle Pop, that's a good name.
5333 1031, crazy injuries. Let's hear them. Mitch, what's your crazy injury story?
Well, I have a twin sister, and when we were around 4, my sister really, really wanted a glass of milk, and it was like 7 at night. So my mum was trying to get us to go to bed, and she said no to the milk because we were getting potty trained.
Yeah.
Then my sister was not happy, so she threw the glass at my face.
Oh, so the glass smashed onto your face?
Yeah, and I had to get stitches in my head.
Oh, do you still have the scars and everything from it?
Yeah, not really, but I used to.
Oh, well, I guess because it happened when you were really young, but that's crazy.
Does your sister still drink milk?
No, not really.
Okay, great.
Wise decision. She might get a bit angry and throw glasses at people if she does.
Exactly. Thanks, Mitch.
Okay, bye.
Crystal from Delacombe, what's your crazy injury story?
Okay, it's a little bit gross. It was when I was young, but I'll never forget it because I still got the scar on my finger. It's been a wet, rainy day, and I was friends with the kid next door, and I wanted to talk over the fence because we always used to sleep over the fence. So I piled up a heap of like plastic pots on top of each other so I could reach up over the fence and wave to my friend next door. I've done that. I've climbed up. They were obviously quite slippery. I have slipped off the pot, had my hand on the like corrugated iron fence, and I've cut my finger. Oh. So like a big chunk of like flesh was literally hanging off.
Oh no. How many stitches did you have to get?
Like all across my finger. I can't remember now because I was so young. But all I remember was the fact that the skin was hanging off. And I just, the weird thing was the fact that it was only that finger that was injured.
You're lucky. Oh. I mean, look at the positives. Only one bit of your flesh was hanging on a fence.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks for your call, Crystal.
Michael from Mount Pleasant, what was your crazy injury?
I've had two over the last couple of weeks, guys. I gave myself a black eye while steaming a shirt.
That's an interesting.
That seems impossible.
I presume like a burn, but not a black eye.
Yeah, I was kind of reaching over to get the power board, which is on the other side of the bed. Lost my, I'd safe footing, but I was kneeling on the bed, slipped and face planted against the actual body of the machine. Difficult one to explain away. And then the other day, I was doing a reapplication of toothpaste on my toothbrush, flicked some bristles and got toothpaste in the eye.
Oh, I've had chili juice in the eye before and that was enough, but toothpaste, that's a different kind of burn.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe try it on the show.
I think we're good. Thank you, Michael. But did your tears then taste minty fresh?
I didn't try, but social experiment. Again, try it on the show.
We'll give it a go. Thanks, Michael.
No, we won't. Don't say yes to that stuff,
Yes, Josh. We will. We're a show of first.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat. It is Josh and Maddie here this morning on your radio. 8:10 on your Friday.
Yes. Just a quick reminder for anyone who was lucky enough to win some hot cross buns from us yesterday.
Oh, yes.
They are still here at the office to get collected. If you didn't win, don't try and collect someone else's. That's just rude. They're going to be here till close of business today. And if you don't pick them up, guess who gets to take them home?
Any amount of hot cross buns that are left over, you and I will eat on a Facebook live stream.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of hot cross buns.
That doesn't mean don't come pick them up so you want to see that. We want them to go to the appropriate people.
No, so if you did win, we did 50. We gave away 50. I'm not sure how many.
I think at least more than half have been picked up so far.
Oh, amazing. So,
but there's still quite a few left downstairs. We don't want them to go to waste. So if you did win hot cross buns, make sure you come into the station before 5 o'clock today to pick them up, please. The past 18 months has been, you know, a bit of a crazy one. You know?
Yeah.
We had the bushfires, drought, there was a mouse plague going on, the floods in this past week, and that doesn't even begin to touch on coronavirus.
Yeah.
It has all affected us, but there's one thing that I think we've all kind of noticed is how much we need our neighbours and our small community to get involved with each other and help us support each other. And to celebrate this Sunday, it is Neighbour Day. Someone who is an ambassador for Neighbour Day, and I'm very excited to be talking to this person, the host of ABC TV's Gardening Australia. He's a Logie Award winner. He's a landscape architect. He's an environmental educator. I am talking about the one, the only, absolute legend, Costa Georgiadis. Good morning.
Maddie, I've fallen down. You've taught me up too much.
you deserve it, though. I think my grandparents and my mum and my sister would be so jealous of me getting to talk to you right now.
Oh, God, now I'm blushing.
One thing that people are kind of wanting these days is ease. We want to try and find ways to do things easily. What simple things can we do to just stay connected with those around us?
Yeah, look, the thing with Neighbour Day is that, you know, all of the research and I mean, even your own social science over the last 12 or 18 months will say how social connection is critical for our health and well-being. People have been isolated. Loneliness has never been at such a high level in history. And when things are disturbed, when day-to-day routines are broken up by whether it was the pandemic, whether it's been the floods and the impact on family and households, whether it's been the bushfires and what that's done to communities, I suppose what we can do is buck that trend and say, hey, I'm just going to make a phone call. I'm going to get in touch. I'm going to drop around and say hello. Even though, you know, when you think about the current age, you know, people are like, oh, I won't ring the doorbell. I'll call you before I come and all these things. I think we need to break it down and say, get into people's faces, because we need to reinvigorate that social connection for our well-being.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a story about you and your neighbours and your experience during the pandemic that you could maybe share with us?
Yeah, look, I think probably some of the most memorable things have been the fact that I saw so many people out and about on the street, like every single day. One family set up a little cable across two trees, and the kids were trying to walk on it. They were swinging on it. There was all sorts of toys that people were leaving on the street for the kids to play on. I heard so much more activity. People were stopping and chatting when I was out in the street garden. And probably the best story was two little neighbours that lived down the end of the street, Alyssa's 5 and Maxie's 3. They were coming up every single night to say goodnight to my worms.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that bored their parents. And then while we were there, other people would stop. And then they'd start to talk about the garden. And then they go, oh, what number do you live in? Oh, you're in number 22. Oh, what's your name? And suddenly these connections were made that wouldn't have happened unless people actively just did something as simple as walk up the street.
Yeah. That's really important as well.
It's so easy to just get in touch with your neighbours. Just go knock on their door, do something. If people want to find out more about Neighbour Day and what's going on, where should they go to find that information, Costa?
Neighbourday.org.au. And there's lots of little examples of things that you can do. And I suppose the key part is that when we do little things as part of the community that we're in, we not only improve our own health, but the health of those around us, but it also breaks down fear, because people feel safer, because you go, I know that person, they're looking out for me, and I'm looking out for them, and how's Joan down the street? I'll pop in and see her and just say hello. That's simple as that.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
basic things.
Yeah, well, Costa, thank you so much for chatting with us. Every day is Neighbour Day. Like you said, you can visit neighbourday.org for more details or to find events near you. Costa, thanks so much for the chat. Getting a little bit of empathy here, Maddie, at the moment.
A bit of deja vu is happening.
Bit of deja vu.
I looked up, so if you missed this morning, like 6 a.m., just as we turned the mics on, Josh's mic dropped from its stand.
It just fell from where it was and landed on the keyboard.
Yeah, and then I just looked up at mine. I was like, oh, mine looks really loose. I might just try and tighten it. And I was going righty-tighty, but it came off, and now I can't get it back on, so I'm doing the awkward hold of the microphone.
She's holding the microphone really. And they're hard to hold as well because they've got, like, stuff around them. Anyway.
Going great. How's your Friday, everyone? But we've got to get serious now, Josh. We've got to get serious. Set the mood.
Okay.
Set the tone. As we all know, Easter is next weekend.
I have no idea what's going on, and I'm afraid.
And every year the same debate comes around between friends, families, colleagues, partners. About what chocolate is the best.
Okay.
Specifically, the Easter range of chocolates, because you get all these different ones. This year we've seen the addition of the caramel bunny and eggs.
Yeah.
We've got, the classic Lindt gold bunny.
Yeah.
Is that better than the Dairy Milk gold bunny?
That's true.
What about the crunchy egg? The Humpty Dumpty egg with the Smarties inside.
Oh, classics.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
It's always a debate. So I've decided to settle this once and for all. Well, for this year. We might do it again next year. You never know.
Who knows?
The Great Easter Chocolate Showdown is upon us.
Right.
So this involves you listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
You need to. This starts by finding the nominees.
Okay.
In this competition. So you go onto our Facebook page and there is a post up there asking you to tell us what's your favourite or the best Easter chocolate is.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all weekend to tell us. You've got to pick one. You've got to be right behind it. What your favourite? I'd be going in saying the Lindt Gold Bunny. That's my number one pick.
Okay.
Then on Monday morning on the show, we're going to find the 8 most popular chocolates.
Right.
From there, going to draw out of a hat and make a round robin tournament.
Rightio.
I don't know if it's called a round robin. A tournament.
A tournament of some kind.
Yes. Where 2 chocolates will be pinned against each other at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You will then vote on our Instagram and Facebook stories. And by Easter, Good Friday next week, we will know the best chocolate that Ballarat likes.
Okay.
It's very intense. It's very serious business, Josh.
Very serious.
Very serious. So all you need to do right now is decide what chocolate is your favourite?
Start thinking about chocolates you had as a kid.
I'm trying to give some more examples. You've got crunchy eggs now, cream eggs. So go onto a website, go to Ryan's IGA and look around at what chocolates are available and what you would want. You could only get one chocolate, what you would want. Tell us on our Facebook post that on Monday we will start this tournament.
That's right. Now, this is big stuff, big deal, very epic.
I feel like
there's a lot more, to choose from nowadays.
There is. There definitely is. So pick one, decide, tell us on our Facebook post which one you are backing, which is your favourite.
Is that post up now?
It is up now. I have checked. Go and comment. Then on Monday, we will proceed to find the 8 finalists, the 8 teams entering into the competition. And we will go from there. And by the end of next week, we will know the best Easter chocolate.
Hands down, the number one best.
Yeah. Well, people have got to vote for it. This is the thing. You've got to vote for your favourite. If you don't, it's going to be out.
Did you know we have a Mars factory here?
I think I've heard rumours.
Yeah, we do. We got a Mars factory. So maybe we should, if someone from Mars are listening, we would be
can
happy.
Can I come?
But yeah, can we come? That's all I wanted to know. I just wanted to have my dream is to have a tour around a chocolate factory in a man in a top hat.
Maybe we announce the winner from the Mars factory.
What if it's not a Mars product, though?
Well, that's their own fault.
7:45 this morning, which means
it's 8:45.
Oh my god! I just want Friday to be over.
You made it seem like there's more left of it by saying 7:45.
I know, Maddie. I'm having a rough morning this morning.
Okay,
let's get on.
What's hot and what's not? Thanks to the Western Hotel.
All right, you know how this goes. You can't fence it. You got to say yes, I mean hot or not, to one of these issues or both of them. That's how the game works.
Yep.
Do you want me to go first?
Go for it.
Okay. My one this morning is taking your pet to the vet straight away once you know something's wrong.
3, 2, 1.
Hot, because I do it.
I'm not.
Not all the time. So the reasoning behind this is, I feel like with kids, because the same kind of preference goes for kids and going to the doctors.
Yeah.
I know, like, human injuries to an extent because I was a very clumsy child.
I was a human once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dog, I have no idea.
Exactly.
And so whenever Molly hurts herself, we give it, like, an hour or two.
Yeah.
Depending how bad it is, we go to the vet.
An hour or two. The reason why I ask is Phoebe at the moment's got a bit of she's limping. She's hurt her leg. And I don't know whether it's serious or not. We waited like a day and the limp's kind of not really going away. It seems to be progressing a little bit, so I've booked in for the vet. So I just thought whether I'd left it too long or whether I was a horrible owner or anything like
that. No, I don't think so. I think that's fine.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
That's fine because you do the same for you. I have a pulled muscle in my back all week and I'm like, I should go see someone about that.
Yeah, I put off going to the doctor for myself for a really bad time.
Anyway. All right. Mine's also to do with pets, actually.
Okay.
Buying clothes for your dog.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot. Yeah, totally. Totally hot.
Kmart has just released their winter range.
Oh, my gosh.
I discovered it the other day. Pretty reasonably priced, I would think. About $9 is the average for coats and stuff like that.
Okay.
Molly has a cute little hoodie jumper. Our family has matching hoodies.
That's very cute.
So I'm a hot, but I know some people are like, no, you don't need to do that.
They're a dog.
They're not a child.
I want to buy Phoebe a tutu.
That's cute. I still need to buy Molly her Easter bunny outfit.
Are you getting her an Easter bunny?
Yes.
That's very cute.
Big W have them. I'm not sure. I haven't been into the store here, but online Big W have Easter bunny outfits for your dog.
Oh, well, if you want an Easter bunny outfit for your dog, Big W is the place to be.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.